Welcome to Laudes and Lattes, the podcast where we blend the world of law and business with a warm cup of information and good old common sense. I'm your host, Sydney Whelan, attorney, real estate investor, and business owner. Each week, we'll be your go-to source for legal insights, business advice, and so much more. Whether you're a seasoned professional, an ambitious entrepreneur, or simply someone seeking guidance, we'll have you covered. From navigating the legal landscape to empowering you with valuable business strategies, we'll explore the legal side of life and enjoy a virtual latte along the way. So grab your favorite latte, get comfortable, and let's dive in to Laudes and Lattes. Welcome to episode 5 of Laudes and Lattes. I'm your host, Sydney Whelan. Today, I want to encourage you to mind your business. Starting a new business venture can be exciting and daunting. One of the most important things to consider is how to set up your business structure. You could choose just to start as a sole proprietor, you could incorporate, or you could set up your business as a limited liability company, commonly known as an LLC. In this episode, I want to address the last option, the LLC. There are many reasons an LLC may be good for your business, so let's talk about it. You may be asking, is an LLC a good idea for my business? Let's talk about some of the advantages LLCs offer over other forms of business. First, personal liability protection. Members of an LLC are typically not personally responsible for the company's debts or legal liabilities, providing a layer of personal asset protection. Now, keep in mind that as owners of the business, you must follow the statutes in your jurisdiction to receive the benefit of the limited liability. Doing things like simply mixing personal finance accounts with business accounts, or, on a more serious note, committing fraud, will cause you to lose the limited liability protection that most business owners seek. If you decide to set up an LLC, you must have an operating agreement. An operating agreement is required in Missouri, even though it's not required to be filed with the Secretary of State's office. Because it is not required to be filed, many folks miss this important step, especially if you're trying to do it yourself. And when you miss this, you inadvertently miss out on the personal liability protection that the LLC provides. The operating agreement is much like the bylaws of a corporation. It is your legal roadmap for operating your business and provides the rules you need to run your business. It sets forth the structure, management, decision-making process, and operating procedures for the limited liability company. An operating agreement is invaluable in laying out how the LLC is arranged, how it will be run, and how it goes about its work. Essentially, an operating agreement is a contract. Once signed, the LLC members are bound by its terms. The operating agreements spell out a company's operational and financial rules and provisions. Think of them as a how-to guide for how the business should be operated and managed. Specifically, an operating agreement should include the portion of members' ownership, often expressed as ownership percentages, powers and duties of managers and members, distribution of losses and profits, members' duties and members' benefits, how member meetings will be held, how or if new members are to be admitted into the LLC, voting rights of the members, buyout and sellout processes, ownership transitions, tax considerations, and others. Not having an operating agreement, if it's required by your state, can also cause you to lose the liability protection you're seeking from the LLC. Because the operating agreement is essential to your business and provides the legal framework for protecting your personal liability, I do not believe this should be a do-it-yourself project. I strongly urge you to seek legal advice for this. Third, limited liability companies provide much flexibility in management. The LLCs allow for flexibility in management structure, enabling members to choose how they want the business to be managed. The LLC can either be managed by the members themselves or by appointed managers. Member managed means that the members are actively involved in managing the company's operations. In manager managed LLCs, the members delegate the responsibility of managing the company to a manager who may or may not be a member. Next, pass-through taxation is an important issue for LLCs. The profits and losses of an LLC pass through to the individual member's personal tax return and are taxed at the owner's personal tax rate. As a pass-through entity, the LLC doesn't have to pay any federal corporate income tax. This means that the owners of an LLC can avoid the double taxation that often occurs for owners of a corporation. LLCs also have the option to be taxed as either a C corporation or an S corporation, which may be beneficial depending on a few factors. I urge you to speak to your legal and financial advisors to determine the best tax options for your LLC. Next, the LLCs provide simplicity in operation. Compared to corporations, LLCs often have simpler formalities and paperwork, making them easier to operate and maintain. The LLCs are also not required to keep meeting minutes or hold shareholder meetings. This means much less time and money spent on keeping records and filing compliance-related documents. Next, it provides owner flexibility. LLCs can have a flexible ownership structure, allowing for a variety of member types, including individuals, other LLCs, corporations, or even foreign entities can be a member of an LLC. And did you know that your revocable living trust can own your LLC? This provides a smooth transition of your business upon illness or death, if that happens in the future. Next, the LLCs provide for versatile profit distribution. LLCs have the flexibility to distribute profits in ways other than ownership percentages, allowing for more versatile profit-sharing arrangements among the members. The LLCs provide increased credibility. Forming an LLC is a step up in credibility from a sole proprietorship or a simple partnership. Operating as an LLC may enhance your business's credibility, as it signifies a formal and legally recognized business structure. Customers and other businesses often find an LLC more credible, and by setting up your business as an LLC, you demonstrate that you are taking your business seriously. LLCs provide ease of formation. Forming an LLC is usually straightforward. It requires less paperwork and fewer regulatory requirements compared to forming a corporation. And the LLC can provide a perpetual existence. In many jurisdictions, including Missouri, LLCs have a perpetual existence. That means the business can continue to operate despite changes in ownership. It's easy to transfer interest for an LLC. The members of an LLC can often transfer their ownership to others without disrupting the company's operations, but be sure you provide for that in your operating agreement. And last but not least, I want to let you know about an important new law that impacts most LLC and corporation owners. Effective January 1 of this year, 2024, many companies must report information about their beneficial owners. That would be the individuals who ultimately own or control the company. This information must be reported to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, sometimes abbreviated as FinCEN, F-I-N-C-E-N. Beneficial ownership information reporting is not an annual requirement. Unless a company needs to update or correct information, a report only needs to be submitted once. A reporting company created or registered to do business before January 1 of 2024 will have until January 1 of 2025 to file its initial Beneficial Owner's Report, often referred to as the BOI report. A reporting company created or registered in 2024 will have 90 calendar days to file after receiving actual or public notice that its creation or registration is effective. A reporting company created or registered on or after January 2025 will only have 30 calendar days to file after receiving actual or public notice. Failure to comply with the reporting requirements may subject you to civil penalties. Those penalties could be $500 per day and up to 2 years imprisonment and or up to $10,000 in fines or criminal penalties. I know I've inundated you with a lot of information today, so if you have any questions, please contact me. I will include all of my contact information in the show notes. Whether you reach out to me or to someone else, please remember this. Your business is important, both to you, your family, your employees, and your customers. It's your business and your responsibility. As always, the legal side of business is not a do-it-yourself project. Please consult with legal and financial professionals to ensure that you're taking care of your business. Until next time, my friends, enjoy your favorite lattes and grab some extra cups for the folks at work. Have a great week.
This podcast episode contains general information for discussion purposes only. Each case is different and must be judged on its own merits. Missouri rules generally prohibit lawyers from advertising that they specialize in particular areas of the law. This show should not be construed to suggest such specialization. Nothing on this show should be taken as legal advice for any individual case or situation. This information is not intended to create an attorney-client relationship, and the listening or viewing of this podcast does not constitute an attorney-client relationship. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.